1 Kings. I'm reading from 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 12. Listen. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. But after the fire, a still small voice. After the fire, what? And I believe that this is another reason why God allows us to go through the fire. Not only to purify us, to make us holy like He is holy. And don't ever forget it. The cherubims and the seraphims constantly go before God and say nothing but holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. If I did nothing on this broadcast today but say those three words over and over again, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. God is a holy God and His people are holy people. For without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Let me hear you shout yes now. After the fire, purification. But after the fire, this is one of my favorite themes, comes power. After the fire, power. Everybody say, power. I even like to say it. Power. Hear that popping sound? Them radio stations don't like that. Power. Oh, hallelujah. I'm driving those radio announcers up a wall right now. But after the fire, power. You shall receive power after. Not before. After the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Don't turn the radio off now. A lot of you folks have received the Holy Spirit. But I'm talking about some Holy Ghost. And fire! Hallelujah! I'm not afraid of that word, Holy Ghost. I kind of like that word, don't you? Some of you got some icicles with yours. But I got some fire with mine. And all you have to do is turn over to the second chapter of the book of Acts. Do you mind if I read it to you? Acts chapter 2. And it is a goodie. When the day... Come on now, all you Baptists, keep that radio on. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Don't stop there with the wind. Are you listening to me? I've been preaching this to you all week now. But it says God's not in the wind. It's not that He's not in the wind. He don't want you to stop with the wind. Some of you go to seeking God and all you feel is the wind. You got to go on to the earthquake. But don't stop at the earthquake. You got to move on. God got something else for you. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Hear it. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of icicles. Woo! I didn't read it right. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Everybody say, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Say it again. One more time. This is what brings power. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The Holy Ghost was poured out on the day of Pentecost. Are you listening to me? Do you remember when the disciples found out that Jesus was alive? They wanted to go out and herald the good news that he was alive, that the grave did not hold him. And Jesus said, hold it, fellas. No way. Go to Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father, which is the Holy Ghost. For you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and then you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and in Judea and all of Samaria and then to the uttermost part of the earth. This is what God wants to give every one of us power for. Hear me, you Pentecostal people. God didn't give you this Holy Ghost just to make you feel good. So you can go to church and shake a little bit and talk in tongues whenever you want to. But God wants you to be an effective witness in your home and in your community and in your city and in your state and then all over the world. Can you shout amen, somebody? He wants to give you power in your life. And this is what the Holy Ghost is given for. Now listen. Peter and John, the day after they got the Holy Ghost, they went to the temple, being the hour of prayer. When you get the Holy Ghost, you don't stop praying, you start praying. Shout amen with me. Some folks finally say, I finally got through. And they're through. When you get the Holy Ghost, you're not through. You're just starting. Now God's getting ready to use you, and he's going to channel that power through you. Now let me get this in. Peter and John walking by the gate called Beautiful. And they saw a man lame from his mother's womb. He was begging for alms. Alms! Alms for the crippled! Peter and John walked right by. They didn't have nothing to put in the cup. And finally they went by and John stopped Peter and said, hold it, Pete. Wait a minute. Stop. He said, what is this thing we got yesterday? Holy Ghost, man. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost and fire. Power. That's what we got. Power. Power. John said, didn't Jesus say the works that he did we should do also? And not only these works, but greater works? He said, yeah, he said that. He said, well, how come we passed that man up back there? Let's go back and lay one on him. Let's go back and lay hands on him and get him up. And Peter said, yeah, let's go. And they walked back to the man, looked him right in his eye and said, silver and gold have I none. The man was looking for a piece of money. But instead, Peter said, look on us. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Here it is. Power. When you get the Holy Ghost, God gives you the wherewithal to put it to work. You know how to put it to work? With the name of Jesus. That man didn't jump up. He looked at Peter and said, you think I'm crazy, man? My mom had been putting me all these years right here by this gate. If I could... Peter said, I ain't got time to argue with you, man. He reached down and got him by the hand. And when he got him by the hand, what Peter had went into him. And it says, immediately his ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood. He put the power to work. God's getting you ready. He's giving you the power of the Holy Ghost. He's getting you ready to give it to somebody else to be healed and delivered. Raise your hands and shout hallelujah with me, somebody. 1 Kings chapter 19. Let me read it. And after the fire, a still, small voice. Revelation, purification, power, and here's the consummation of it all. Glorification. That we might be glorified with Him. I want you to turn with me, if you will. Because I think this is one of the most beautiful scriptures that you can find in 1 Peter chapter 1. If you have your Bible, turn with me, please. 1 Peter chapter 1. Listen. That the trial of your faith, verse 7, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Think about it. Then turn over to the fourth chapter, verse 12. Fourth chapter, verse 12 and 13. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice. Inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. Now, I don't know about you, but that makes me want to shout, and that makes me want to holler. Just to know that because of the fiery trial. Don't think it's strange because you're going through this. But we are going to receive a joy like we've never had before. But God commands us to rejoice. And to climax this message on a note like this. Because I think this is what the devil is trying to destroy from God's people today. And that's their joy. Most of our services have settled down to nothing but a cold, dead form and ceremony and ritual. When the joy of the Lord is our strength. Can you shout amen, somebody? Somebody says, yeah, but preacher, you don't know what I'm going through. Yes, I do. The people that are rejoicing are the one that's going through the fire. Hallelujah! The people that aren't rejoicing aren't going through anything. How can you say that? Look at Shadrach. Look at Meshach. Look at Abednego. Nebuchadnezzar said, heat the furnace 7 times hotter. Make it hot. That devil don't know it, but he's playing right into God's hand. The hotter it gets, the more you shout. Devil ain't got no sense. Hallelujah. There's a song we learned down in the Caribbean. Hallelujah anyhow. Never, never let your troubles get you down. But when life's problems come your way, hold your head up high and say, hallelujah anyhow. Can you shout praise the Lord? This is one of the most beautiful scriptures that you can find in the entire Word of God. Just because 3 young men would not bow down and worship a false god. God is looking for young men and women today that's willing to stand up and be counted as a child of God. I'm not ashamed of it. And these young men said, we ain't going to bow. Ain't but one God and Him only we going to serve. The king says, you'll either bow or you're going to burn. They said, you got it backwards, king. If we bow, we going to burn. Not in your furnace, but in hell. And we got to choose places to burn. We'd rather burn in your furnace than in hell. And the king got aggravated and had him heat that furnace 7 times hotter and bound them hand and foot and had them thrown into the fire. Now, the normal man can't stand all this pressure. But you're not a normal man. You've been baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. You can stand any kind of pressure that comes your way. Because your life is hid with Christ in God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. But it's no longer I that liveth. But it's Christ that liveth within me. Can you shout amen, somebody? Hallelujah! You know the story. Tossed him in on the inside. No king walking up and down in front of that furnace. I didn't want to do that. I loved them boys. But man, they had to obey the king. They got to obey the law. And he looked in the furnace. When he looked in there, you know what they were doing? Dancing. Dancing on them red hot coals. Still had their clothes on. The bonds that they were bound with were the only thing that were burned. And then they were in there dancing, singing a song. He set me free. He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Glory to God. He set me free. The king looks in. He says, there's Shadrach. There's Meshach. There's Abednego. And there's, where'd he come from? He started to count them again. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 1, 2, 3. 3, 2, 4, 1. 1, 4, 2, 3. No matter how he counted, he got 4 of them. Ran back and said, how many did we throw in? He said, 3. He said, I see 4 of them. And the 4th one, 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 the 4th one is like unto the Son of God. I come to tell you, when you're gone through the fire, you are not alone, but Jesus is in the fire. Hallelujah. Sit down. You ain't shutting me up yet. Fire! Beloved, some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Weeping might endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Can you shout amen, somebody? God's been watching you go through the fire. He's been watching you go through the test. But the time of joy is coming. Hang in there. Hold on to the horns of the altar. Don't let the devil steal your joy, because God has something good waiting for you on the other end of the fire. Because you're going to be glorified with Him when He comes back to receive His own. Can you shout praise the Lord? Oh, hallelujah. So if you're going through the fire, manifest some joy. Somebody says, I don't feel like shouting. Well, then offer the sacrifice of praise. That means shout hallelujah when you don't feel like it. When the devil knocks you down, shout hallelujah. When your husband walks out, shout hallelujah anyhow. When you ain't got no money to pay your bill, shout hallelujah anyhow. When the doctor says you're going to die, shout hallelujah anyhow. You got to go through the fire, but God is going to bring you through. And you're going to be more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ your Lord. Can you shout praise the Lord with me, somebody? Oh, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.